We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zorah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to go into a bunch of things that are Avodah Zorah, like a bias and trees and so on and so forth. So, or stones. Zok the Mishnah. Mishchoyah Beisoy Somok LaAvodah Chavim. Someone has a house adjacent to Avodah Zorah, and the Ritva speaks out that he didn't do this originally. He originally built the house, and then the Avodah Zorah came and built an attachment to his house. But what happened now is the Nafal and the wall fell down between them. Also of Noisa, you cannot rebuild the wall because then he's building a wall for Avodah Zorah's house, which you're not allowed to do. So what did she do? Keitzad Yasa, Kenois B'Soyach Shalom, you move 4 amas into your own property, Arba Amas, Uboina, and you build a new wall for yourself, and you leave the Avodah Zorah at a wall, and you also leave them with 4 extra amas, which the Gemara is going to talk about. The Chari gave them a little more space, which is not so gishmak. But you move 4 amas in, and you make your own wall. What happens if the space of the wall belonged to him and the Avodah Zorah, half him, half Avodah Zorah? In this case, we're going to a case where everything belonged to the Avodah Zorah, that part of the wall. But what happens if Shaloi B'Shavah is Chavim? So then, on top of Amar Beis, Nidon Mechza Mechza, which means you don't have to move in 3 amas, because 1 ama is yours already. So you don't have to move in 3 amas, because half the wall is yours already. What's the halacha in this wall that collapsed? What could I use those bricks and the wood and the sand from that? Zok Mishnah, Avonov, Eitzav, Afarov, Afroi Metamim Kesheretz, all Metamim Kesheretz. Shenema, it says about Avodah Zorah, Shakes to Shaktenu, that has a din like a sheketz, like a sheretz. Now, part of it is his wall is not Metame. Zograshi, Afil Chalkoi, Afil Shein Breira. There's no way to know which one's what. Therefore, the entire thing you have to recognize that it's Tomei. And it was a Tomei, like a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva holds Avodah Zorah's Tomei even worse than a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva Makanida. Shenema, it says,
In this case,
is that talking about where they own the wall half and half? Yeah. It makes a difference. But here, even half and half, still the whole entire wall is also. Like we just spoke at Rashi, there's Ein Breira on it. But the problem here makes no difference. The problem is building the wall for them also. I'm not sure what your question was. Got it a wall or got it a building the wall? Because I'm not sure what you're holding. But
Shaki
says, all on the stones. On the stones. It's on the stones from the wall. The wall collapsed. It was raw materials.
I don't have the stone.
Exactly. So that's why I spoke at Rashi. Afilu chelkoi, ufi she'ein breira. If you know which one's your stone, then go ahead. But most people don't know exactly which half is their stones. It was all a wall, therefore it's a problem. Now, Rabbi Kiva says it's more than just Tomei Kesheretz. It's Tomei Kenida. Rabbi Kiva Makenida. Shnema, it says in the Pasuk, Tizoreim kimoi dova, Tizreim kimoi dova tsei toimerloi. Tell to go out. Tizreim, you should... You should spread it out like a moy dova. Dova also nida. So you see, as the nida, ma nida matum masa. If I was coming down masa, what does tam masa mean? If a nida sits on something and something carries the nida, it becomes tummy, even though you didn't touch it. That means if a nida sits on 10 beds, the bed on the bottom of the 10 is tummy. Why? It didn't touch the nida. It was very far away. Teresa held up the nida. That's tum of masa. So he holds. So the chalukas over in the mishnah, if avizaram is matam like a sheretz or matam like a nida. So the gemara. The gemara is going to discuss this shaila of giving Hana 4 amas to the Avodah Zorah. Freiting Mava Kamar Veyach Levez Chavim, making the Levez Chavim have more room, more property, more space. You might say, till now it was fakfetched into a townhouse. Now you gave it 4 amas and it has, 8 feet of room here. What's going to be over here? You make, like, it's indirect, but like, you're making your own wall and giving the Levez Chavim more space. Now, if the Olam, who the Olam Chazan of Avodah Zorah, I'm sure has this kasha, L'chaira, again, we asked this kasha before, what's wrong? You're not Mahana to Avodah Zorah? So it's a place of Yechon Shlokish. So Tois Dafi Gimel asked this kasha. He says, "When Toima lekamon perakal shlomim on Dafi Gimel on top." Tois says, "Lekamon perakal shlomim got Misha hoye kois lesomach of his chavim nafal also of noy so parach vakashavik rafkal of his chavim my pircha harmin hachad the mahana mutter." The freak Tois says, "The shlomim with hasit ika anoy yisera." Tois decides that if it's anoy yisera, then it's also. As Tois says. Then here, it's the kasha is mentioned. I'm not yisera. Turned into a townhouse, a single family house. It's a crazy. You give a lot of room here.
What's giving it to
the Avodah Zorah? He's not giving it to the Avodah Zorah. But automatically, if his house ends now, 8 feet away, he gave space to the Avodah Zorah.
Huh? And storage on the other side of the wall.
To what?
Yeah, storage on the other side.
Put storage, okay. Let's get the more answer. Storage won't make the one bother the Avodah Zorah. He's still not in a townhouse. He's still now in a single family house. Even if the storage is on the other side. So Amar Chaim Masura, the Avle Beis Hakisei, he made it into a Beis Hakisei. Now you're making trouble. He made a Beis Hakisei right there by the Avodah Zarah, and the guy doesn't have a wall yet either. So that's not to Gishmak. Frente Gemara, Avoy Tznusa, you're not allowed to make a Beis Hakisei there. There's no protection. You have to go to Beis Hakisei privately. And for the Gemara, the Avle Beis Hakisei Laila, he made a ninth Beis Hakisei. Frente Gemara, but Amar Izu Tznua Hanifne Belaila B'Mokom Shanifne B'Yoyim. It says by night, you have to act like it's a day. But avagavda kimno, you don't have to be exact same makom. Means bekaderech, which means the way you undress. But miu tznus leboil mebad, you have to do tznius. So the Mordechai Kasha was giving space to Beizara. And for the Gemara, similar to Mordechai's terrors, they made a basic kisei there that they made it uncomfortable for Beizara. But for the Gemara, the line said, "Hey, you use a basic kisei? It's not tznius. The night, even at night, you have to be mitznua." And even though it says you don't have to, even though Lashon is b'makim, it doesn't have to be the same b'makim. But it has to be the derech, and you have to have it sneers. So what's going on? So Mara says, the other leila tenaikus, that he made it for children. By children, don't have to makbid on sneers. And he made it for children's based like he said. And that states, inami, the gardelay, behizmi behigni. That he made a fence of hizmi behigni. So how do you learn here? So one way to learn is that he made a little sneers. He didn't make a wall for the Avodah Zarah, but he made a fence out of thorns, which is not really considered a wall, but it's enough for the tznius. That would be one pshat. That other pshat is that what the Rebbe Rishonim learned, the Rambam and others learned, that it's a whole new teretz entirely. Look at the Basic Kisei. He filled up the space with thorns. He did stores, like I said, but you know what his stores was? Those are thorns. And therefore, that was not too comfortable for the Avodah Zarah. They can't use it. There's a bunch of thorns out the window. And that was the Eitzah. So two Eitzahs. Either he made it to Beis HaKisei or thorns. Or the other pshat in the Gemara's Torah is that he made a Beis HaKisei. I tznius. He made a wall out of thorns to take care of the problem of the tznius. Zok the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Shlosh Batamein. There are three levels of houses, and what's in a geya? Legabi bittul avodah zarah. There's three levels of type of avodah zarah houses, and nafkamina will be is how to mevatel it. Level one, bayis shabono mitchil avodah chavim hareza also. If someone built a house of shame avodah chavim, so there they're going to worship the house itself. The halacha is it's also the whole of bayis is avodah zarah, and if you want to use it, you have to mevatel it. Mevatel means you have to break off a piece. You have to actually break off a piece and mevatel it. And if it belongs to Yisrael, it's usher forever. Because it was Avodah Zarah, and Yisrael's house can never become bottled. So that's if you built the L'shem Avodah Zarah. What about Saidu v'kaidu of Yisrael? It was a regular house. And someone came and plastered it and then made pictures L'shem Avodah Zarah. So v'chidish, he's v'chadish, anaya v'chidish. Not the ones v'chidish, just take off the sid and then the rest of the house is fine. Hichmis, so that's the next level. The house didn't come also. Only the covering came also. Now, if you worship the house, so then it will become become also, by the way. If you worship the house now, after the pictures are here, the whole entire house will become also. You know why? A house is not a mountain. A house is called Tolosh v'l'b'soyev Chibra. It was detached and became attached. About that becomes also. It's not a mountain. But here, he never worshipped it. The case in our Mishnah was, he just did a little shame of Arizara. So you put up a house, shame of Arizara, it's also forever. You make a painting or a plastering around, you wrap the house, the shame of Avodah Zarah, then just break the wrapping and it's fine. Level three is, you brought in Avodah Zarah. You brought in Avodah Zarah, then you took it out, the house is mutter also, nothing happens to the house. Those are the three levels of batim. So after Gemara, Omar Rav, who am Zayin, am Beza Mil, the Omar Bada Gemara. Omar Rav, Hamashtachave Lebayis. Osru. If someone worships a house, the whole house comes also. Alma kasava, tolosh of chibra, katolosh dami. You see from here, like we spoke out, that tolosh of sev chibra, if it detached and becomes attached, katolosh dami, it's got tolosh, and it becomes also. Freit the Gemara, vanan, bonu tanan. It says, that if you built a shem vayazara. So the Gemara, no. Bonu, af vish lo yishtach avaloi. Binyan is enough to answer, af vish lo yishtach avaloi. And Ishtach of Avish Leibonu. And worshipping it is enough even without building it, L'shem Vayizara. And what's the halach of building? So building some L'shem Vayizara becomes Vayizara. Now, the truth is, it's a real machlokes tanoim. If a guy does it, then it becomes Asa. The Yichud alone makes it Asa. Because I know for sure he's going to worship it. When a Yid does it, it's a machlokes, we had it before already. But a Yisrael Mumur actually, there will become Asa because there we know he's going to do making it into Vayizara. Zok the Gemara, if that's the case, there's four houses, four type of houses. Bona Hashem Vayezara, worship the house Vayezara, Sayyid Vekayer, and the case of bringing in Nichnas Vayezara. So why is there only three? Yochi Hanish Toysh Abahava. And for the Gemara, Kimberly and Bittel, Bona Vestach Vachak Choshvle, since the guy Bittel, building and worshiping the same halacha, therefore these three levels are for Bittel. And if there's only three levels, there's no four levels, and that's what the Mishnah only says, three levels, not four levels. Let's look at the next Mishnah. Shalosh Avonimim, there are three stones. Again, the Gabi Bittel, there are three type of Avodah Zarah stones. Even Shechotzva Metchilo Labimus. Labimus is the stage of the Avodah Zarah, but we're talking about here, they worship the Bimus as well. So Even Shechotzva Metchilo Labimus, it's not just a Hechsher for the Avodah Zarah, it is the Avodah Zarah itself. So a stone that you chisel out of the mountain, l'shem avodah zara, reizu asura, it's awesome. Saida v'kaida l'shem v'schavim, if you plastered and wrapped the stone, l'shem avodah zara, so not l'mashu sayid v'kaida mutaris, you take off the wrapping and the even is mutar. Hemet ala v'schavim, if you stood up v'schavim on the stone, v'silka, and then you removed it, hareizu mutaris. Then the aloch is that the stone is mutter. So these are three levels. The first level, the stone needs a bittel. It's also a lomas if it belongs to Israel, and if it's a goy, it needs a bittel. Side of the kai, all you need is take off the side. If it's a stand, all you need is take a vayzar off, and everything is good. Tzot to Gemara. Om Rabbi Ami, v'hu shesayid v'kayid v'gufa shleven. So if we Rashi learns this, Rabbi Ami is v'charashu like this, that if you never worshipped, that here we're talking a case, where you never really worshipped it. You only did it l'shem kach, right? You only did it l'shem avodah zarah. If it doesn't go into the goof of the Eben, if it doesn't, you don't actually chisel some part of the Eben itself when you do this plaster, you just put just a covering, it's bottled to the stone, and nothing happens. It's not enough to do it l'shem avodah zarah. When you make something l'shem avodah zarah, it has to be a choshva item. Here, if you just covered it l'shem avodah zarah, but you didn't actually make the stone, you didn't do any maisa in the stone, Rav Ami, it's a havamin only, Rav Ami holds it does not become a avodah zarah. V'hu shesayid v'kayid v'gufa shleven. Afraid the Gemara, v'adumi the bias done. O bias, la v'gufehu, o mitzer. By bias, we said if you just plaster it, it becomes also, even though you didn't do v'guf shal bias. Zot, they want no bias na me'ike b'ni orvi. There also, when you put in the plaster, it goes in between the stones, and therefore you are doing a maisa in the guf of the house. Afraid the Gemara, is that true? Mishnah was mashma, bias that you plastered always becomes also. The plaster always becomes also, no matter what. Mila skin on the Shia was smooth. Vahada Shia, first you plastered the house to make it smooth, and afterwards you made a plaster Shem Vayezara. And then it go into the Beni Urvi. So you see, even if it does not go into the house, it becomes also. So how could Rav Ami say it's halacha? So Mishnah says you're right. Rav Ami was not talking about making avodah zarah. Making avodah zarah is even if it does not go into the guf of the stone. Rav Ami linya bittel itmar. It got to be bittel. Sound like this. Va'afagav the sayid v'gayid v'kayid v'guf v'shaven. Even in the case, in the event that you actually plastered and you chiseled into the guf of the heaven, kidnoto mashachidah shabedami. If you take off the chiddush, that's enough. The ma'od the tema. Maybe it's like an even that you chisel out the same way as Zara. Damya. But it's a cool, the whole entire stone should come aser. Kemash v'lon, that's only chayel, the same way as chavim, only on the chiddush, only on what you added on. And therefore it's enough to remove what you added on. So that's the chiddush of Kerat, it's a kula. He's saying a kula. That even though you did a maisa in the even itself, still, since you removed it, that would be enough. And would not be usher, and that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's called a bittul if you just take off the covering.